name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the Church is celebrating the Saint John Chrysostom. Saint John the Chrysostom was a beautiful hierarch that has truly understood the calling of the pastorship, and he has really given his life for the truth and given his life to fight for the souls of every person. And he was a man without any fear. He would talk and tell the truth, and tell the truth right off the pulpit without ever being afraid of any authority of the world or anything like that. And if need to be, he had reprimanded and had tried to bring to recognize the sinfulness of people so that they can have true repentance. His main theme was repentance, of how to bring people to repentance. And what is repentance, real repentance? If I repent of a sin, I am going to be willing to go through all kinds of torture, and if need to even die, but I will never commit that sin again. This is a true repentance of a sin. We have aversion to that sin. First, when we were enticed by the sin, we seemed to like it and we wanted it, and so on. But then when we truly repent, we're starting to hate that sin. We can't stand it, because we know that through that sin, our Lord has suffered so much. Our Lord has suffered that he went through all kinds of agonies because he took upon himself that sin which we are committing. So we have to repent, and if we don't repent, of course we can't see the kingdom of heaven. Our heart is not going to be pure, so that we will not be able to seek our Lord. So my beloved, let's work on that, make sure that if we find any uncover any sins that we commit through the help of Saint John Chrysostom, because we read his writings, and he's helping us to uncover what is wrong with us. And when we uncover it, let's make sure we fight that passion or that sin so that we will not commit it again. Saint John Chrysostom went through so much suffering on this earth, and that's also very important for us to know his life and to read about him, so that we know how much he suffered on this world. And so when you go through little suffering, whether it's persecutions or whether it's sicknesses or troubles, whatever may befall you, you accept it as a cross that the Lord is giving you for your own salvation, and take it without grumbling, but take it and pray for those who cause you the suffering. My beloved, we have to have the love in our heart, and the love in our heart is what will bring us into the kingdom of heaven. But the love without the truth is not enough. We need both. We need the love and the truth, just like Saint John Chrysostom had. He had the love for the truth and the love for the human being, for every soul, and he prayed for everybody, even for his enemies, of course. And he went through such a tortures in this world, and he was exiled illegally, and he was exiled just by the will of the empress, or the wife of a king, because she hated him so much, and she set up in such a way that the heretics took over the church, and had a council meeting. It was all illegal, and then they have ousted Saint John, and then he was brought back by the people again back to Constantinople. And when he came back, and he only for a short time, there was beautiful peace, and he was able to do his pastoral duty. And then again, he was ousted and thrown out from from the Constantinople, and was forced to go through the terrible tortures on the way to his exile, and which then the Lord had taken his soul, because his body couldn't take the abuse that he was getting from all kinds of sides. But he is, of course, full of love, and you know, we have liturgy for that he has prepared for us, and by doing it a little bit shorter than St. Basil had, which he had made it even shorter than the first liturgy that was done by St. James the Apostle. And my beloved, we have to realize that the heavenly dwellers are our best friends, and that they love us, and they want our salvation, and they're praying for us, and let's pay attention to them, and then to love them in return, and pray to them and ask them to continue to help us to grow spiritually, so that we'll be able to cleanse our heart and see God, and be able to be with the Lord in the kingdom of heaven with all the angels and the saints, and saints will be able to see Saint John Chrysostom and all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.